Welcome to Purpose Without Limits, the show which strives weekly to empower you to reach your true potential, to help you understand how a simple shift in thinking can make success a reality, both professionally and personally. You'll learn about business etiquette intelligence and why a first impression is so crucial, and the real rules of the game to help you outclass your competition. Your host, Dallas Teague Snyder, is founder of Make Your Best Impression, author of the book Professionally Polished, Business Etiquette Savvy for Today's Competitive Market, and co-author of Executive Etiquette Power. For more, visit MakeYourBestImpression.com. The time to become your best self is today. Here's Dallas Teague Snyder.
Hey, everybody. This is Dallas, America's Impression Engineer, and your host for Purpose Without Limits, the show that empowers you to reach your true potential. So, I have a question for you. Have you been to the website yet? Now, as your mentor, your coach, and most importantly, your friend, I am here to tell you it's imperative right now that you get out a piece of paper and write down this website, PurposeWithoutLimits.com. I want you to go there, make sure you register for the free audio download, and guess what? By doing that, you'll stay abreast of everything we offer our guests, and believe it or not, I'm also going to give you a 20% discount on all our success products. So, is that a deal or is that a deal? Anyway, there's no excuse now for you not to take action. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, first of all, let me ask you, have you ever lost your mojo? Maybe you're thinking, well, I've never had mojo, or, you know, I'd like to have some mojo. Or, what exactly is mojo? Well, if you're asking any of those questions, or maybe you're actually seeing the idea of mojo as that word that's used to attract the opposite sex, we're not talking about that, so just breathe deeply. It's okay. We're not going there. Remember, we are trying to help you with that mind shift to be your best. And we're not going to try to do that about, you know, finding the next relationship, at least not from, you know, the opposite sex nature. But we are going to try to help you reach your true potential. And we're going to do that with our fantastic guest, who is known as Mr. Mojo himself. We'll also have with us our sponsor, Barbara Kazam, that's going to bring us the Kazamitude. And then, of course, we'll have our listener mailbag and we will have our free bonus. So let's get started, shall we? Mr. Mojo, Travis Brown, is a leadership and motivational speaker who speaks to corporations, universities, and high schools around the country. If you've heard Mr. Brown speak, you know how passionate he is about helping others get unstuck, as I am. And if you haven't had him speak to your company, college, or high school, make sure to call him. It's only March, but he books up really fast. And if you haven't met Travis yet, you are missing a great deal. So without further ado, help me welcome Mr. Brown to the show. Welcome, Travis.
Hey, Dallas Teague. How are you doing today? I'm gonna be a mojo maker. That's what I always talk when I'm talking to our teenagers out there. We have so much fun talking about how we're going to live our purpose and our passion and do so many great things. So I thought today I'd bring some of that energy right to your show.
Well, Travis, I cannot think of a better person with that energy that could come and encourage our audience, you know. And, you know, it's one of those things that when you've got the passion like you and I do, it's just so obvious. And I've shared with people that I've met since you and I have connected and said that I was just so impressed with just your energy and your warmth, and you're just so inviting and engaging, Travis, and it's such a testament to what you actually try to share with others. Travis, one of the things that you know, I think comes to mind when we think about mojo is we think about that 1970s, you know, leisure suit, that person sitting on the edge of a bar, maybe his foot shaking a little bit, maybe he has a drink in his hand, and he's thinking about the line he's going to place on this young lady at the end of the table, you know. And, you know, obviously that's not what we want to shed. That's not the light we want to shed today. But tell me a little bit about what your mojo is, just kind of where that came from, maybe where you got started. I think our listeners need to know, you know, we all start from somewhere. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the mojo that I'm talking about today is definitely different than that type of mojo. But we are talking about accomplishment. We're talking about achievement. When I think about mojo, Dallas, I think about it's what the best have and the rest want. See, often many of us are searching to figure out why some people are so successful with everything that they touch, everything that they do. It seems like it just turns to gold. And then you have the extreme opposite. It seems like everything that they do, it falls apart. Nothing ever works outright. Situations and circumstances seem to falter. You've got to ask yourself, what is the difference between those two people?
Oh, well, wow, yeah. You're exactly right.
It's
and then,
the mojo.
Well, and then the other part of it, the opposite is true as well, right? You have people that seem to be very disadvantaged to not have a silver spoon in their mouth or maybe even a silver-plated spoon in their mouth, but yet they take advantage of opportunities and they just grow exponentially.
Absolutely. So here's what I did, Dallas. I said, you know what? There's got to be something specific that differentiates that success from that failure. Now, for me, the foundation of all of this is my relationship with my God, who has truly just inspired me, has put inside of me a passion and a purpose to live a great and abundant life. But I was looking for some concrete things that I could teach to people to suggest, here's how you can go from where you're at today to a completely different level. And so what I did was, as I researched this with top leaders across the country, successful people locally, all around, as I came up with 10 different principles that it takes to build the mojo.
Oh.
You know, things like, you know, the right foundation and vision, some of those different things, and we're not going to get into all those today, but today I am going to give them, your listeners, the 5 steps it takes to build, to get your mojo back, or to turn your mojo up, no matter where you are at today.
Well, Travis, and that's a very good point, where our listeners are today, because, you know, you listen to the news. I believe CNN had a report that not only are there a record number of unemployed people, but there are a lot of underemployed people. So we have folks not only that are overworked and overstressed, but folks that are fearful that they'll lose their jobs. So we do have an economy of fear right now, or an environment of fear. So it really takes an extra effort to think this way, doesn't it, to kind of get unstuck?
Well, and I think that's the challenge right there, Dallas, is that I feel like people are in 3 different spots in their life. Some of us, we're trying to figure out, how do we build it? How do we create it? Because we need to get that ball rolling. Some of us go, man, I had that ball rolling. Things were going great, and the economy, situation, circumstances, life, kids, all those things kind of pulled the rug out, and I just feel like I lost my mojo.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that other group of people, though, they've got it going on. I mean, things are working well. They're not seeing this drought. It's not a recession for them. Things are going well. And for those people, I'm going to give just a few things to learn how to take their mojo, turn it up, and go to even a higher level. But it all starts with one simple thing, and this is the toughest one. So I hope your listeners are okay if I just keep it real today, but it's taking ownership.
Well,
that's number one. It's taking ownership.
Yeah, we're really good at making excuses, aren't we?
Absolutely. So taking ownership is simply this. It's wherever you're at today, no matter where it's at, good or bad, we have to claim ownership. And you got to this point in your life one or two ways. That is because either you made some decisions that ended you up in this situation. Well, some people I know, they go, no, I didn't make the decisions. Some of us, we allowed some things to happen, and now we ended up in the situation. But either way, Dallas, our job is to take ownership and say, I am at this point in my life because of the choices that I made or the things that I didn't make, but I'm going to take 100% ownership today.
Well, and Travis, you know, I have a personal experience with something, even if it was a situation where we didn't cause it. Perhaps maybe our parent was treated us a certain way, or maybe there was a mental illness or something involved. You know, we do have to stand up and say, okay, when we're able to get out of that environment and be able to change that mindset and get past those negative environments, to actually do that, so and not stay in that, take the ownership and get out of that and change the course of your life.
Absolutely, and that's what I want people to understand, is that we all get to a certain place, and most of us wake up and go, I don't have as much money as I thought I was going to have. I don't have the position or title. You know, my marriage isn't quite what I thought it was going to be. And we go through all those excuses or situations, and we just don't like where we're at. And it leads to step number 2, which is kind of a block for many of us, and that is believing in yourself.
Mm.
I mean, I talk to teenagers so much about this, but I realize in my corporate audience, it's still a huge challenge. Here's what happens. We think that maybe we've made too many mistakes, mm-hmm. that we have lost opportunities, and maybe we're at a point now that we just go, we don't even deserve to be successful.
Well, it's almost like we are, we're in prison by our own mind because we don't forgive ourselves. We don't allow ourselves to learn from our mistakes.
And what's interesting about that is I had a gentleman that was a mentor in my life. And Dallas, I'm huge on mentors and coaches because they have the ability to see things in you that sometimes you can't see yourself.
Right.
They have the ability to give you that encouragement, that pat on the back. And a guy by the name of Kenton Yoey one day told me, Travis, until you give yourself permission to succeed, you're never going to be able to accomplish the great things that you could.
Mm.
I thought, wow. You know, I remember I was about 19 years old at the time, and I thought, permission to succeed. And I struggled to understand that. But in other words, what he was trying to tell me is that God is no respecter of persons. He has already blessed you with the ability to achieve and accomplish. You just have to believe it for yourself. You have to be okay saying, you know what, Travis Brown, you can do, and you deserve it.
Yes,
you gotta believe
yeah.
in yourself.
That's right. You do deserve it. And you made this point earlier, Travis, is that we're all uniquely gifted, and we are here for a purpose. And, you know, discovering, you know, what that is, whatever we're good at, whatever we think, whatever we feel, whatever we have a passion for, you know, God put that in us.
Yeah, he did, and he wants us all to understand that it's in there, and if we will just believe in ourselves, if we'll take that little bit and say, I can do it, or in other words, let me say it like this. We have to understand that it's possible for us to succeed. And as a Christian myself, I know that God has already put it in me. It was me just digging off the layers of junk and stuff and life to get to the point where I really saw me and thought, you know what? It is possible for me to be successful.
Yeah, and oftentimes I think when we do achieve certain things, sometimes we are surprised at ourselves. And then we question and say, well, maybe that was just a fluke and, you know, we didn't deserve it. It's easy to get back into that negative talk. And if we really know who we are as a child of God, you know, like you said, and as a Christian, we should know that. But oftentimes we may share the faith, but we don't really have that relationship. We really don't know who we are in Christ.
And I talk about mojo because I talk in the corporate arena, the universities, and the high schools.
Right.
But also talk in a faith-based. And I just a lot of stuff for churches and youth groups, men's groups. And I'm always sure to clarify that my true mojo, it comes from the blessings from him upstairs.
Right.
He's already put it in me. It's my job now to sift through and find it. So I take ownership, number one. I got to learn that it's okay to believe in me. But number three is a tough one for us, and that is we got to get clear.
Mm.
We got to clarify our vision. And I think this is where, I don't know about you, Dallas, but in certain points of my life, I've really fought this one. You know, I was in the financial industry. I held titles as president and VP, and you know, I was doing certain things. But God really wanted me to allow Him to use me to go open up people's hearts and their minds and show them how much that they could do. And so, until I clarified that vision, and for me, that's a real it's a simple process, not easy. But to ask yourself this: what am I the most passionate about in my life?
Mm-hmm.
What do I really feel like my purpose is? Why am I here? It's not just to go to a job. It's not just to do any one function. But ask yourself, what is that person and purpose and passion? And then you start to clarify it. You start to see the vision. You start to see it all around, and you realize that you have something in you right now. And many of us are just fighting that temptation to go out and to do it, to take charge. To do it.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to something that you said earlier. You mentioned your mentor that said, until you give yourself permission to be successful. I think there's an underlying fear that maybe we're afraid to be successful or even to ask that clarifying question, because then it means we have to, if we don't take action in it, you know, action towards that, then again, maybe we fail. So I think you're exactly right. And before we move to the next points, Travis, I just want to do a check for those who have just joined us. And if you've just joined us, this is Purpose Without Limits, the show that empowers you to reach your true potential. Remember to go to purposewithoutlimits.com to listen to our past shows and sign up for our free bonuses and discounts on our success tool products. So We're talking with Mr. Mojo, Travis Brown, and we are actually talking about how to get our mojo back, the steps that it takes to be able to have the life that God intends you to have and to move forward, to be the great leader and reach all your dreams. So, Travis, go ahead and continue. So you talked about clarity and getting clear and that being one of the biggest challenges.
Well, and let me just add a little clarity to some clarification here, vision, and that is this. Think about these areas of your life. Number one, spiritually, how clear are you on what you're trying to get accomplished spiritually, your family life, your career, your finances, and your health? Mm. And those are areas that when people want to sit down at their desk and they go, okay, all right, Mr. Mojo, I'm looking for clarity. Look at those five areas and ask yourself, is my vision, is my goal, is it very clear in those areas? And the more you do that, you'll start to see opportunities for you to really invoke your purpose and your passion in that area in your life.
Wow, that's some great direction. Well, so tell us the next step.
The next step is, this is my favorite one because I am the best at it.
Okay.
And that is called fail forward.
Oh.
And fail forward means take your failures and fail forward. That means you learn from all of your mistakes. See, so many times people teach our kids, our youth, that failure is bad. The failure is one of the greatest teachers, one of the best character development. And I think maybe I'm saying that, Dallas, because I have failed so much in my life that I just had to learn from it so that I could move on and be better.
But you know what, though, Travis? You did learn from it. It's when we never learn from it, which is it's actually failure. So really, falling forward is really the keys to success.
When I speak at high schools, I use this analogy. I'll use it real quick, but most of us remember that movie, The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part in there is when Rafiki hits Simba over the head with the stick, and Simba goes on to say, ouch, you know, that hurts. And he says, hey, don't worry about it. And he says, yeah, but that hurts. And he says, yeah, the past sometimes does hurt. He said, but
yeah.
You got two options. You can learn from it, or you can run from it.
Yeah.
And that is so true. I mean, you have to make the decision. Am I going to learn from my past, or am I going to run from it? Because it's going to come up again. And so I have learned to fail forward and get closer to my goals each and every day.
Well, and something about the past, too, I think I've been inspired a couple of years ago. The reason that I am doing what I'm doing, the mentoring, the coaching, the speaking and training, really is because of my past, the experiences that I've had, what I've walked through, the empathy I can have for other people, and the encouragement. And it's that actual past that I have to go back with that will be the leveler, if you will, or really be the blessing to other people.
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of those things, Dallas, that we all are going to have to deal with. We have to teach our kids the situation and learn to be okay with failing forward, like you mentioned. It's forward, so you can pack it all up, and then you can move on so you can accomplish more things.
Right, and it's funny because I don't call it failing forward, but I call it finding your inner frog. You know, frogs don't go back. Frogs don't go backwards.
That's right.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I know you said you're going to share five steps, so what's the fifth step?
The fifth one is one that sometimes we forget. Now, we think about what we've done. We've taken ownership where we're at. We grasp that we're going to give ourselves permission. We sit down, we've created some vision. We've got, you know, we get a little bit of it. We've had some failure. We're trying to fail forward. But now here's where we got to take the right action. And if I was speaking, I'd say, everybody say right.
Right.
the right action is so important. And this is using so many different of the resources. You know, Dallas, I appreciate you being such a great resource. For us to be able to talk and converse about the things that we both can do to help each other out as coaches and mentors to one another. But, you know, having those type of people, one of my favorite right actions is the education circles to read. You know, just reading those things and reading from those people and learning from those type of people. Some of my best mentors out there, Dallas, are people I've never even met before, the people that I've just learned so much from them. But what it does when you surround yourself with that, it gives you the opportunity to implement a formula that I call SAR. And let me explain what this is. The S in SAR is for situation.
Okay.
The A is attitude. The A is action. And then the R is results. Because here's what happens. We've got to take our situation. We've got to apply the right attitude, the right actions to get the results that we desire.
Mm.
And that all comes from the people that we surround ourselves with, the books that we read, the audios that we listen to, the coaches and mentors that are going to be there to help guide us the right way. Think about it this way. Back in the old days, we would always use the old map or an atlas, right?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
We don't use maps and atlases today.
No, we
because
don't.
That required for us to do it on our own. Today, we're high-tech. You know, we use a GPS. We just plug the coordinates where we want to go into somebody else who already has the capability from a higher level to see where we're trying to go and can guide us on that path.
And even I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, for me, I punch my coordinates not into just a physical GPS, but my spiritual GPS, which is my God, who then comes down and begins to guide my path directly where I need to go each and every day. And what I love about that, he's aligned me with people on this earth that can help me do just that.
Well, and
that can help me.
Yeah, what I think is amazing, Travis, is that I think, you know, when we're really focused on that and we're looking for that, he does. He aligns people together, and it's better than we could ever plan to do. You know, we may think that, well, we need to connect with a certain person because they would be the right partner, or you know, the right business partner, or perhaps just the right relationship or door opening or whatever that might be. But that our plans can never be as good as his plans. The challenge always is that we can't, you know, always I've, you know, someone said, well, if you knew exactly what your future was, what God's ultimate plan for you was, we'd do two things. We'd either run too fast for it and not be ready, or we would be so afraid we wouldn't go for it at all because we can't see ourselves there, you know, because his plans are so big for us, you know, but he's preparing us along the way. But like you said, when he's directing that, he is the creator of the GPS, if you will. You're exactly right. If we just stay rest in that, then we'll be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think when we learn to tap into our resources for those people here on earth that have already gone those places, that have already done those things where we're trying to go, utilize our resources, it's much easier for us to take the right action versus the wrong way. Learn from our own mistakes, learn from, you know, going the wrong way, the wrong turn. It just takes us that much longer to get to.
Right, exactly. Well, Travis, always what we do, it's tradition on our show. Now, of course, we've only been on air since January 1, but we already have traditions, believe it or not. But we've got a listener mailbag, and we actually have a question from Katie, who's a student at Auburn, and she wants to know, what are some things that typically prevent some people from achieving success in their life while others succeed?
Well, the one that is the most prevalent, in my opinion, is the one that none of us want to hear the most, and that is you.
Oh, wow, well, yeah, that's very personal.
I have one of my mojo factors is called magnet factor. Mm. The magnet factor says this: you don't like where you're at, you don't like the things that you've attracted in your life, you know, like your situation and circumstances, it's time to change the magnet, and the magnet is you.
Mm.
See, what happens is we begin to attract those people, those situations, those circumstances that we think and that we believe that we should get, not what we want. And that's such an important distinguishment. And I love the question because it's so important for us to realize what we say out of our mouth is what we hear. Remember, we hear ourselves talk more than anybody else in this world. What we think, I had a friend who used to say, you have to caught it and rethought it, talking about your thoughts. So you have to catch those thoughts and rethink the positive things. And I'm not just talking about just positive in general. I'm talking about making sure that you change your belief systems about who you are, what you're going to accomplish, and what you're going to achieve. So if you believe it, then and only then, Dallas, can you achieve it? So move yourself out of the way. Give yourself permission. It's okay to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, hey, you in the mirror, you can do it.
Right.
And put the action steps behind it.
Well, that is, Katie, did you hear that? So if you don't like what's happening in your life, think about it. Just think, change your thoughts. When you look in that mirror, say, hey, I am beautiful, I am unique, I am gifted, and I am going to serve. And if you do that and start, you know, loving yourself the way that God loves you, things will begin to change. That is absolutely amazing. Well,
one last quick little thing, Dallas. I know you do a lot with impressions,
mm-hmm.
and work with people in their impressions and how they come across. This is a huge thing because when I meet people, often I can tell what they think of themselves by how they talk to me, how they treat me. And one of the things I like to do is just encourage them and just say, listen, it's okay. You know what? It's in the past, like Rafiki said. You know, it's time to rebuild yourself, rebuild your mentality, your mindset, because you can be successful.
Well, and that I appreciate you saying that, because oftentimes there are these skills that people can use to help make a good impression. But again, their heart has to be healed. Like you said, whatever we think goes into our heart, and then it comes out in our actions. So it all goes together, doesn't it? Really does.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Well, what is one last piece of advice, Travis, that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, there's so many things, you know, and normally when we speak for sometimes hours, and so you have so much built up in you, you just want to share.
I know. Just one.
and this has been great. I really enjoyed this, and I really enjoyed our relationship and the things that I'm learning from you and listening to other people on their shows. But I would say this, is don't ever think that you have made too many mistakes, that your hole is too deep, that your time has passed and you can no longer be successful. See, when you understand that God has put in you that passion and that purpose, uncover it from all the other junk, all the dirt people are throwing at you, all the past situations and circumstances, and know that you are one of God's men or women, and you can do great things.
Oh, that is a wonderful thing to close on. And, of course, Travis, I know that we have folks out there that are going to want to know more about you, want to learn more about you, maybe learn from you. So tell us how first of all, share with us about the special bonus you're offering for our listeners.
Yes, this is a special bonus. It's one that I did quite a while ago, but it's so relevant to this today. I did an e-book called Catch the Mojo, and it really outlines the law of permission. So today we talk a lot about giving ourselves permission, kind of goes through there and tells some stories about how we have to uncover our ability to give ourselves permission. People want to know all the time, well, how do I do it? Well, I'm going to talk about in that ebook exactly how to do those things. But generally speaking, you can catch me at www.catchthemojo.com. We can get information about my corporate, my college, and my teen universe that I speak in. And you know what, Dallas, we got to do some stuff together. Some company out there just needs to invest in both of us. We can come and really just revolutionize their businesses, their associations, and do some great things together.
Oh, that would be fantastic. So anybody out there, maybe get in touch with one of us and talk about the special package deal.
That's right, the package deal.
There you go. That sounds fantastic. Well, Travis, I just cannot thank you enough. You've been such a delight. I can't wait to see you again. And if you would like to come back with us sometime later in the year, I would love to have you. So just be sure to keep me posted on what's happening in your world.
Absolutely. Dallas, it was a pleasure to be on your show and to really hopefully give something that your audience could hold on to and move forward as they either build, get back, or turn up their mojo.
Well, Mr. Mojo, you've said it like no other. Have a great day. We'll be back with more Purpose Without Limits after this Tude Talk Minute.
Hi, this is Barbara Kazam from Kazamitude, spelled khozamitude.com, with your Tude Tip of the Week. Today's Tude is the Bratitude, also known as the difficult person. These people are more than just negative, though. They are mean, they're sarcastic, and they cut you down. Examples would be colleagues and supposed friends. The solution is, if you absolutely have to confront them, you will simply focus specifically on what they did, not them as a human being. For example, you will not say, "This morning, when you were mean to me." A better approach would be to say, "This morning at 8:30 when you shoved me down the stairwell." When you focus on the specifics, number one, it's hard for them to deny it, and number two, they are less likely to get defensive. This is Barbara Kazam with your Tude Tip of the Week. For more information, go to kazamitude.com.
Well, my friends, it's that time again, time to say goodbye. But as you know, and you are used to, we will be back each week with an amazing guest. Next week's guest will talk about having healthy relationships. And can you think of anything better to discuss? Whether we've had challenges in the past of having conversations with our spouse, or perhaps people we worked with, or maybe it's people that we're responsible to, or maybe for. We'll be talking about that with our guests next week and finding out how we can do that in a healthy way to have productive conversations and also be able to have a healthy spirit and soul. So with that being said, we'll see you next week, same bat time, same bat channel. And in the meantime, visit us at purposewithoutlimits.com. And also, be sure to join us at makeyourbestimpression.com, where you can take advantage of all the free offerings, articles you can download, and other fantastic things just waiting for you to click. So we'll see you next week. Until then, keep smiling.
You've been listening to Purpose Without Limits with your host, Dallas Teague Snyder. Dallas is founder of Make Your Best Impression, author of the book Professionally Polished, Business Etiquette Savvy for Today's Competitive Market, and co-author of Executive Etiquette Power. Visit MakeYourBestImpression.com for more information.